The sermon for this morning on this Labor Day weekend, I didn't try to be cute, but I think this works. The sermon title for those watching online is Hi Ho, Hi Ho, and we will finish that sentence, that lyric, in the course of this message this morning. There are two scripture readings. The first is from the Old Testament, the book of Ecclesiastes, and then from Paul's letter to the Colossians. I can't tell you how much enjoyment I had in preparing this message. I pulled out my concordance and looked at and read many, many passages on work and our purpose and how God created us for work, and it was an amazing study. And so I share just these two brief readings of many that could be shared with you this morning. So again, the first is from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 22. So I saw that there is nothing better than that all should enjoy their work, for that is their lot. Who can bring them to see what will happen after them? And then the second reading in Colossians 3, 16 and 17, and then reading verse 23. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another and another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Whatever your task, put yourselves into it as done for the Lord and not your masters. Let us pray as we come to the sermon this morning. O Lord and our God, as we come to the message that you have prepared for each one of us today, we ask you to silence in us any voice but your own. And as we consider the things we are doing just now in our lives, whether it's in retirement or if we are working, what we're doing in our work, we pray that you would never allow us to believe or feel that what we spend time doing in life is unimportant. Rather, O God, help us by the power of your Holy Spirit to affirm that what we are doing is both valuable and purposeful. O God, if our mindset and perspectives need changing today, do that. For some of us may have lost our joy in what we are doing just now. Restore that joy, we pray. And we pray this prayer in the strong name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, during this month of September, I not only hope to escape my cold, but I will be offering several sermons during this month on around the theme, the grand essentials of happiness. Now, this phrase, the grand essentials of happiness, was coined by a man named Joseph Addison, an Englishman in the 17th century. Way back then, Joseph Atkinson was a poet, a playwright, and a politician. How about that for a combination in this day and time? Addison wrote that essential to our happiness in life is that of having three things: something to do, someone to love, and something to hope for. I have come to personally believe that while this advice may sound very simplistic, it is also very profound. And so today, the sermon on this Labor Day Sunday, today's message is on the importance of the first key, the first grand essential to having joy in what we do, having something to do. And behind today's message is a question I believe that's important to all of us this morning. What do you plan to do this afternoon? What do you plan to do tomorrow? What do you plan to do in 6 weeks or 6 months? What do you plan to do in 6 years? It's important to think about our time and what we're doing and what we hope and plan to do. whether it's about what you will do on your next vacation, what you are doing or will do after today, perhaps differently in your retirement, if anything, or perhaps you're considering this morning a change in your career. Perhaps you have a couple of jobs and have decided, I'm just going to have one job now, or I'm going to only work part-time, or I'm going to retire, or I'm going to unretire. I hear that quite often. I spoke to my older brother yesterday. I talk about my younger brother, Danny. My older brother, Wendell Paul, I called him yesterday on September the 2nd. I always call him on his birthday. And I wished him happy birthday. And then, of course, the question, how many is this brother? 65, he said. And then he began to explain to me all the challenges that you have to go through to get certain cards and certain benefits in retirement. And then he began to tell me a hobby that he had picked up. He's now a licensed ham operator, a ham radio operator. And he told me about an advanced test he is about to take because he wants to have an advanced license so that he can talk around the world. And he started all of this business when he was a teenager. In our bedroom, we had one of those CBs and a microphone, and he would keep me up all hours talking on that radio. And now he's come back to it in his retirement. It's a blessing to always have something meaningful for us to do, joyous to do, and he's found that in retirement. It's one of many things he does. But I believe that God has planted within each one of us, the need to have something to do, something meaningful to do throughout all of our lives. Something to do. That's the challenge facing our recent high school graduates from this summer. Many of them are in school. Some of them are in a working career trying to decide if that's what they want to commit their lives to, commit their time to. And the good news, I guess, nowadays is statistics tell us that many of those young people will have 5 or 6 careers or more in the course of their lifetime, different from what many of us experienced working perhaps in the same career or two most of our lives. But they're trying to decide what they will give their lives to. When I was growing up, we referred to that as people saying to you, have you found your calling in life yet? I've shared this with you before. I attended a church growing up, and through the summers in college, I would spend the summers going home and helping with the pastor of our church, our Presbyterian church, and our youth group, leading youth on mission trips, helping in worship, and preaching at an early age. And then after college, it seemed like a natural step for me, a real call to attend seminary and consider the ministry of Jesus Christ as my vocation, my calling. Something to do. And indeed, that part seems to have worked out thus far. But what you may not have heard in the story that I've told previously is that when I went to college initially, I was going to play football. But the starting center in front of me, I was a freshman, he was 6'5 and 325 pounds, and I was 6'1 and 220. And not very much fat on me to say at that age. That has changed. But in that first year of college football at Middle Tennessee State University, who they were beaten yesterday, by the way, soundly by the Alabama Crimson Tide. That first year, I hyperextended my left knee. I didn't have to have surgery, but it made me think about what was I going to do with my life. And out of that, the end of my sophomore year, I tried out to be a cheerleader at our college and spent the next 2 years on the sidelines of every football game. And I thought, God has a real sense of humor. And then I realized he really did, because I hadn't attended many basketball games growing up, and I had to spend my rest of my college career on the sidelines of basketball games. And my, they play so many basketball games. I was reminded recently of a saying, a quote, it's a question. What are the two most important days in a person's life? And you know what they are, don't you? The first important day in your life is when you were born. And the second most important day is when you discover why. I want to say to you, friends, the Christian belief is not that what we do in our lives is to be done by gritting our teeth or be done in vain or to be done reluctantly or in hardship, but what we do in our lives, called by Almighty God, whatever our vocation, is to be done and enjoyed and be purposeful. That's God's intent for work. And so in the time we have remaining this morning on this Labor Day weekend, when we are considering not only the importance of our work, but whatever we are doing in this time of our life, I want to suggest just two spiritual principles this morning that may help us if we need to have our attitude adjusted about the things we do and why we do them during the day. And so principle number one, having something to do, having something meaningful to do, is really, ultimately, something that can come to each one of us as a gift from God. It should be our attitude that it is a privilege to have something to do each and every day. It's a gift from God. You remember, of course, here it goes. You remember, of course, the film Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. I'm sure if I asked, you could name them all, right? Walt Disney, you may not remember this, Walt Disney made this movie after the Great Depression and the stock market crash of 1929. And in the 30s, when people were going back to work, Walt Disney felt that he ought to produce a film that showed the joy of going to work and finding meaning in what you do. And many people, after that period of time that I mentioned, they hadn't been able to find work for years, and they were delighted to go back to work. Oh, I'll do whatever you need. They were in joy and in rapture to have something to do after years of going through the Depression. And thus the song in that movie, these aren't the original lyrics, but I'll share them with you. The lyrics in the refrain that comes later in the movie, that's not the original lyrics to the song Hi Ho, Hi Ho, you know these words very well. They go, Hi Ho, Hi Ho, it's off to work we go. Now, the original lyrics for that score were Hi Ho, Hi Ho, from work to home we go. Those were the original lyrics, and the refrain is only the one that you said. I didn't remember that part of it, and so I had to watch the movie this week. It's a pretty good movie. The two versions of this song of Hi Ho remind me of the balance that we need to sing, not only as we go off to work, it's a privilege, it's a gift from God, whatever we do, and to embrace that and find meaning and purpose in what we do, but it's also a gift of God from work to home we go. And it's important that we find a balance in that, right? All work and no play. We need a balance of work and the enjoyment of rest. What would it take? Think about this. What would it take to get you out of bed tomorrow morning and change your mindset about the things that you are doing in a given day, from something negative perhaps to something positive? Do you believe, as I do this morning, that God intends us to have something positive in our lives and what we are doing all the days of our lives? I do. The problem often is that we see so many people around us in the world who seem to have a negative attitude about work and the things that they're doing on a daily basis, always complaining about the things they have to do, the drudgery they have. Perhaps they want to escape from what they are doing. I was sharing this this attitude that some people have with someone recently, and they said, oh, that reminds me of a bumper sticker that goes, I owe, it's off to work I go. A better view of our work comes from someone who has written this, and I really like this. When we work at something, we are most like how God created us, because we were created in the image of God, meaning God is really good at creating, and therefore you and I are called to be creative in what we do as well. As I was writing this sermon, I remembered over the years, even in this church, it's happened in every church I've been in, but someone on a Sunday morning from time to time has come up to me and they have quoted part of Psalm 118. Good morning, they'll say, Pastor, and then they say, this is the day the Lord has made, and they wait on me to give the response, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. That's the attitude about work and about having something to do. This is the day. This is something that God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, when you do some honest work, when you're doing some work like that, whatever it is, whether you're painting or whether you're creating a piece of art or some project that you've done on the computer that's taken hours to do, perhaps you forgot to save it and had to do it again, or a business transaction you've been a part of, or you have accomplished something you set out to do in an exercise program or just having a daily walk, haven't at some point you felt a sense of accomplishment about it? And perhaps even privately clenched your fist and said, I did it. I did it. Don't you see, when we take pride in what we do, when we take pride in our work, when we give what we're doing 100%, there is a sense of dignity that comes to us and purpose as human beings, and that's because God made us this way, to enjoy a sense of purpose about what we do. And I believe it brings a smile to God's face when we find purpose and meaning in each day. And that's because work, having something to do throughout our lives, first principle, is a gift from Almighty God. And then the second spiritual principle, this is the shorter one of the two, but the second one that I would ask us to embrace on this Labor Day weekend is this: do everything. It's the reading from Colossians. Do everything. Approach every task as if you are doing it for the Almighty. Ultimately, you see, when you're not really working in life as a human being to the person who's a human being, who's your supervisor, that's not really who you're working for. It's not your duty to try to please someone else. What you're doing is you're doing whatever you're doing for the glory of God. And ultimately, it is only God who is going to be the judge of what you are doing. And whatever you are doing, do it as if the person seeing you work at what you are doing is none other than the person of Jesus Christ there with you. And so do whatever you are doing with all your might, right? With all your heart and soul and strength. I love the quotes by Mother Teresa. Someone said to Mother Teresa once, while they were watching her working with the poorest of the poor, they said, Mother Teresa, I wouldn't do what you do for all the money in the world. And you know what she said? I wouldn't either. That's not who she was doing it for. And so as we come to the Lord's table today, we are reminded that this is a table of grace. It is a table of grace, the grace of a God who understands our very essential need in life as a human being is to have something meaningful and something purposeful to do. And so listen for that still small voice, the voice of God, that calls you, whatever age you are, wherever you are. And let us come to the table this morning grateful to God, remembering that whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who gives you strength. Praise be to God. Amen.